You know, in Paul's letter to the Philippians, right in the beginning, he thanked them and he commended them for their partnership in the gospel. And I want to express that same sentiment and that heart in thanking you for your partnership, whether it be through prayers or if you would consider becoming partners and involved with Larry Tomczak Ministry, Inc., which is basically an opportunity to advance the gospel and God's rule in this culture. We're trying to bring forth truth and proclaim the truth in love to help people in darkness. And I ask, would you consider becoming a partner with us in this endeavor by investing financially, sacrificially, and generously? You can click on right here on the site. We are so thankful for your considering this today.
Romans 11:33 declares, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." This is Paul's declaration in Romans, but also it can be our declaration. Today on this tape, you are going to hear Bible declarations to build your faith. The verse we just heard says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord?" Well, we can know the mind of the Lord because he has revealed it through his scriptures. Romans 12 tells us, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You, as a man and or a woman of God, are not conforming any longer to this world. You're not letting the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but you are cooperating with the Holy Spirit in the process of sanctification or being conformed to the image of Christ by renewing your mind on the sacred scriptures every day." Now, it's not enough to merely read the word. We need to speak it out and declare it. In Romans chapter 10, it says this, "The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith we are declaring or proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved or made whole. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved or made whole. When we listen to this tape, I want to encourage you to not only believe the revelation of God's word, but to declare it. Speak it out. Declare these words that faith might be instilled and built into your heart. In Isaiah chapter 55, it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." Let's call on the Lord as we call upon him in love and praise and thanksgiving, and also by echoing the word of God. Scripture says in Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So we've got to learn his ways and learn his thoughts. And even as his word goes out from his mouth and doesn't return empty, let us declare his word from our mouths and trust that it's going to accomplish his desires and achieve the purpose for which he sent it. Now let's pray together from Ephesians chapter 1, a prayer that the Apostle Paul gives us. And let's make this our prayer today. And as you listen repeatedly to this tape, you may learn this prayer and memorize it so you can declare it with me. The scripture tells us in Ephesians 1:18, and this is our prayer today. "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power towards us who believe." Yes, today, let's believe the Holy Spirit will illuminate our hearts and minds in order that we might know the hope to which God has called us, that we might discover more and more the riches of His glorious inheritance within us as His saints, and we might know experientially His great power towards us who believe. The scripture goes on to say that that power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Yes, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, ascended on high, is seated right now in authority, and He has placed everything under His feet. We are in His body. We are a part of His feet. So you today are going to walk victoriously as a man or a woman of God. Let's proceed with biblical declarations to build your faith. Psalm 1 tells us, "Who is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Now, it's important that you remember what we just read from Psalm 1. God promises that if you will delight yourself in His Word, and if you will meditate upon them day and night, in other words, when you begin your day and when you're closing out your evening, God promises that you're going to be stable, strong, and mature. You're going to be like a tree planted by streams of water. You're going to be bearing fruit. Jesus said, "I'm the vine, you are the branches, and he who abides in me and I in him, he it is who will bear much fruit, and whatever he asks the Father in my name, I will do it." In other words, Jesus promises that if you are abiding in him, if you're living in him, if you're abiding in the vine, if you're staying in his word, staying in his presence, he promises that you're going to bear fruit for the glory of God. It's not an endurance test. It's not something you have to work up. It's God that says, you'll bear fruit, your leaf won't wither, and in all that you do, you're going to prosper. Why? Because you're a person who is following the Lord. Your heart is bent on pleasing him. You are the one who seeks the Lord. And Psalm 34:10 says, those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. Why don't you declare that? Let's start with that today. Those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. That's an incredible promise from God's word for you today. Those who seek the Lord, and that's what you're doing even now, as you're demonstrating that seeking, that pursuing of God by meditation on this tape and by declaring the word, even as you hear it, God promises you as you seek him, you'll lack no good thing. Now, Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in it. For then you'll make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. Again, here the Lord is assuring you today, you're not a loser. You're not somebody that is just going to get by and somehow slip through your day. God's word says, because you meditate on his word, because you take his word and you speak it from your mouth in faith, and you're acting and doing the word of God, God promises you're going to prosper today. You're going to have good success. Now, the purpose of this tape entitled Biblical Declarations to Build Your Faith is so that you might have a cassette to listen to in your car, in your kitchen, in your bathroom, bedroom, wherever you might be, so you can feed your spirit on the revelation of God's word, so that your inner man will grow strong. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The word there in Greek is rhema. It speaks of a living utterance that's proceeding in a continual way out of God's mouth. God has utterances to speak into your heart today, and as a result of it, your inner man, your spirit, the real you is going to grow strong. Now, even if you're listening right now, lying in bed or battling some sickness or infirmity in your life, remember, the outward man is perishing, but your inner man is being renewed. Envision with your own mind. See through the eye of faith. Use your sanctified imagination and envision your spirit man, your inner man, the real you growing strong and robust based on the word of God. Now, I'm going to give you a statement, and I want you to hear it and listen carefully. You are the only being in the universe that can cause defeat in your life. wholeheartedly decide by the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit to please God and all the demons in and out of hell, all the people in the world, all your apparent weaknesses, shortcomings, inadequacies, adverse circumstances, unfavorable surroundings, insecurities, all of these cannot prevent you from having glorious victory. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Why don't you personalize that and say it with me now? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today, fix your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's renew our mind on the Word of God, knowing that as we're pleasing Him, feeding on His Word, renewing our mind, and then agreeing with God from our own mouth as we speak the Word of God rather than what we're thinking in our natural thought realm, we're going to walk in glorious victory. You're the only being in the universe that can cause defeat in your own life. So let's decide right now, as we feed on the Word of God, that you will walk victorious and triumphant in this day because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, obviously, the key to this decision is that you totally surrender to Jesus as Lord. And then you discover by revelation and meditation who you are in Christ. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You today are in Christ. You are a new creation. Therefore, the old has passed away. The new has come. And now you're simply going to allow the Lord to unfold through revelation knowledge what it means to be in Christ. God doesn't want you to live a defeated life. He doesn't want you bound up in fear and doubt and unbelief, deceived into thinking that you are still in bondage to sin, Satan, and feelings. No, God's intention is that you and I live victoriously. We're to live by faith. We're free from sin, condemnation, guilt, and fear. We're a new creation. Jesus said, I came that you, that's you and I, might have life and have it in abundance. That's God's will for your life this day. It's not to simply live some type of endurance test. His will is that you live in abundance. Now you must see yourself as God sees you. So step out of your ability, step into God's ability, and you'll live a victorious Christian life. Do you realize that we are not to contend with Satan for a place of victory? We're to overcome him from our position of victory. You can live in resurrection power. As a Christian, you don't have to be vexed by any compulsive habit. It's one thing to know that you're forgiven your sins, but it's another to realize by revelation that you are totally free from sin's power. That's a fact. It's a legal fact in the mind of God, whether you believe it or not. It's settled. God says you've been set free from sin's power. Every provision has been made for you to live victoriously. And God never commands us to do something He doesn't fully equip us to do. So I challenge you today, stop any defeatist mentality, a failure consciousness, a sin consciousness. Get out of self-pity. It's not a matter of do, it's already done. You're not just an old sinner saved by grace. You were, but now by grace. You're no longer a sinner, you're a new creation. Why don't you right now even say that where you're at? Say it with me. I'm not just an old sinner. Come on, authoritatively declare this. I'm not just an old sinner. I'm a new creation. It's no longer a matter of can or can't. It's will or won't. Every provision has been made for you to live victoriously. Don't let ignorance or laziness rob you of the abundant life freely available to you. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The time for you to get in spiritual shape is now. The time to develop and then release your faith is now. Now's the acceptable time. Today's the day of being made whole. The greatest test in your life will come unannounced. Therefore, we've got to prepare now. The wind, the rain, the storms, Jesus said. He said they're going to come to everyone. But you and I are going to pay the price. There's no shortcuts. We're committing ourselves to daily spend time in His presence, developing our love relationship with Him and cultivating a sensitivity to His voice. We enjoy bringing glory to Him through our fellowship with Him. We want to please Him. We want to live for the praise of His glory. We want to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and walk as an overcomer. That's your heart today. That's your new nature, and you're going to live in that manner. You've been given a measure of faith, the Bible says. God's word assures you that in Romans 12, you've been given a measure of faith. Now, it's your responsibility to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and develop that measure of faith. Commit yourself to daily listening, hearing, and declaring the verses that we're going to go through in this tape from God's Word. Say them aloud. As I speak, I want to encourage you to boldly speak out various verses. Say them aloud as they come alive to you by the Holy Spirit's quickening. Proclaiming, you know, these words along with me, certain verses that you want to establish in your heart and mind. Do that and watch your growth as a man or a woman of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So when you say these verses, say them with conviction. Don't say them in some lukewarm, half-hearted, mumbling way, but speak them out. And as you listen to this tape, and as you hear a scripture that is ignited by the power of your spirit in your heart and mind, speak it out boldly with conviction. Remember, the Bible says, whatever the task, do it heartily as serving the Lord. Children, youth, single adults, this tape is for you. Husbands and wives, you can listen to this tape and then declare God's word together. On the authority of the word of God, I promise you success. If you'll take God seriously and pay the price. The Bible says Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of your confession. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Therefore, you and I must train ourselves to say the same thing as God says in his word. So let's begin today. Begin right now to meditate upon the glorious God that we serve and his living and active word. Remember, Romans 10:8 says, the word is near you, it's in your mouth, and it's in your heart. God's word, as it's conceived in your heart and formed by the tongue and spoken out of your mouth, becomes a spiritual force, releasing the power and the ability of God. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His spirit had received the word of God. It was not just Paul's ability that made him say that, but the ability of Almighty God. And out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth spoke. Those people that say, well, they can and then they can't. And well, in a sense, they're both right, because words are some of the most powerful things in the universe. And we can choose with our redeemed will to speak the very thoughts and words of God. Now in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You and I must learn to use our words more effectively. The words you speak today are either going to put you over or they're going to hold you in bondage. Do you realize the words you speak will either put you over or hold you back? The same thing is true for what you're thinking. Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you're allowing negative thoughts, pessimistic thoughts to just dwell in your mind today, then you'll probably walk in a defeated way. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he will fire his little fiery darts into your mind. He'll mingle and mix them with your thoughts to try and bring you down. But no, you've seen now the light. You know his strategy. You know that God's word is becoming clearer to you with each successive day, and you're going to take your thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. You're not going to allow vain imaginations to get into your mind. You're going to take the word of God and realize that as a man or a woman of God, as you're thinking in your heart, so are you. Let's agree with God and what he says about us. Now, as we proceed with this tape of sacred scriptures and we affirm who we are in Christ and what we have in Christ, I believe with you that you're going to grow strong in your faith. I want you to listen carefully to the word of God as I repeat it. Feel free to utter these words with me. Creatively speak the word of God from your mouth. Matthew 8:8 tells us to speak the word. So let's begin. And let's remember what God's word teaches us. That you can walk triumphantly as a result of hearing his voice, hearing his word, and then meditating, confessing, thinking the word of God, and being a doer of the word, not merely one who hears it. Now, the first area we're going to look at on this particular tape is in the realm of victory. Let's look at scriptures on victory and let's confess his word. You're not just an ordinary man or woman. You're a child of the living God. You're not just a person anymore. You're not some weak worm of the dust groveling around in sin. No, the Bible says you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're not just an old sinner. Realize that. You're not just an old sinner. You're a new creation in Jesus your Lord. You're part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are one of God's own people. Let me tell you and affirm, you're not under guilt or condemnation. If you've confessed your sins, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you're not under guilt or condemnation. So you've got to resist them. Don't let the enemy throw those fiery darts at you today. Whether it's morning and you're beginning your day, or let's say you're driving in a car, or you're getting ready for bed or whatever, I challenge you right now that if you've confessed your sins, then resist the devil and his lies. There is no more guilt. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. There's no condemnation for those in Christ. You're going to refuse discouragement. It's not of God. The Bible says God is the God of all encouragement, and he's encouraging you even now as you're hearing this tape. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Listen to the words from Romans chapter 8 and let these words sink deep into your heart. We know that in all things God works for good for those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. That's you. You love God. You've been called according to his purpose. So he's going to work all things together for good because you love him. The Bible also says this: if God is for us, who can be against us? How about personalize that with me right now? Let's say it. If God be for me, who can be against me? Let's say it again. If God be for me, who can be against me? The scripture says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Scripture says that Jesus is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? No, the Bible says in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Woo! Isn't that tremendous? That's reassuring for you today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been facing, God's for you. Nothing will separate you from his love, and he is interceding for you right now. Now you're to walk in victory. Satan is a liar. Jesus said he was a liar and the father of lies. So you're not going to listen to his accusations. You're going to take your thoughts captive. You're going to gird up the loins of your mind. You know you're cleansed in the blood. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're going to confute every tongue rising against you in judgment this day. Your mind is being renewed by the word of God. You pull down strongholds, and you're going to continue to cast down those imaginations. You'll bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ today. That is your assignment. You are accepted in the beloved. You'll walk victoriously because you know if God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. As the Father loves Jesus, so does Jesus love you. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. The Bible says in Romans 6, you're not a slave of sin. You're a slave of God, a slave of righteousness. You continue in his word, so you know the truth. And the truth is setting you free. And because the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Why don't you declare that with me right now? The Son has set me free. Declare it. The Son has set me free. Therefore, let's say it. I'm free indeed. I am free indeed. You should declare that regularly. You're continuing in the word of God, therefore you know the truth. It sets you free. Scripture tells us this: he who's born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. That's speaking of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, born of the Father, keeps you this day, and the evil one will not touch you. You've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. You have no part in that realm anymore. You're now part of the kingdom of God. You'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You'll resist the devil. He will flee. You don't have to serve sin anymore. You're walking in victory. Sin has no dominion over you. Why don't you declare that with me right now? Sin has no dominion over me. Say it. Sin has no dominion over me. That's right. You're not in bondage. You're not enslaved. You're liberated. You're set free. You've been emancipated by the power of the living God. You're not going to believe the enemy's lies anymore. He's not going to manipulate you. He's not going to intimidate you. He's not going to put you into a dimension of fear. He's a liar. He's the father of lies, and he's defeated. Say that aloud right now. Satan is defeated. Let's say it boldly with conviction. Satan is defeated. He is. The Bible says for this purpose, the Son of God came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And you know what? He didn't fail. No longer is Satan going to oppress you. The scripture tells us this. Now you defeat him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony, loving not your life even unto death. That's a tremendous revelation from God. Satan has been defeated by the blood. And then it's carried out by the word of your testimony, because you love not your life, even unto death. You submit to God. You're going to resist the devil. He'll flee. No temptation overtakes you today that is not common to man. God is faithful. He'll not let you be tempted beyond your strength. But with the temptation, he'll provide the way of escape so that you can endure it. Now, the lie of the enemy is, I'm trapped in this. I've done it so long. I can't get out of it. I'm a victim. Do I need to take responsibility? I'll blame shift. I'll dodge. I'll say others. No, you and I are going to walk as overcomers. And I want you to say with me right now, no temptation overtakes me. No temptation overtakes me today. That is not common to man. Declare it. Not common to man. God is faithful. Say it. God is faithful. He'll not let me be tempted beyond my strength. Say it. He'll not let me be tempted beyond my strength. But with the temptation, that's it, with the temptation, he'll provide the way of escape. He'll provide the way of escape so that I can endure it. I can endure it. Now, you're going to stand fast today in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. So you're free. Christ always causes you to triumph. You're going to reign as a king in life through Jesus Christ. As a young person, in spirit or age, whatever, you're strong, the Bible says. The word of God abides in you. You've overcome the evil one. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. You're an overcomer. You're invincible in Christ's power. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, your God. Therefore, you can shout unto God today with a voice of triumph. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Now, the next area God wants to impress upon your heart today is boldness. Boldness. You're one who's walking in victory, but you're also called to walk with Christ's confidence. Boldness. In other words, God doesn't want you weak and lily-livered and timid like some kind of little bunny rabbit, afraid of people, bound up with the fear of man, timid and reluctant to even talk about the Lord Jesus as he gives you natural opportunities. God's intention is that you walk courageously. He's setting up divine appointments for you today with individuals to express his love and his care and his servanthood and his kindness to these folks. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Today, you're going to give no opportunity to the devil. You're going to give no place to fear in your life. The Bible says that which man fears can come upon him. So you're not going to allow any fear to come into your life. The scripture says, fear hath torment, and the fear of man brings a snare. But perfect love casts out fear. Let's declare that. Perfect love casts out fear. The love of God that is shed abroad in your heart is now rising up within you strong, and you're rejecting all fear. You sought the Lord. He heard you. He delivered you from all your fears. God's not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Let's say that together right now. God hasn't given me a spirit of fear. Let's say that. God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, That's you. That's who you are in Christ. God's word says, in righteousness you're established. So you're going to be far from oppression. You're not going to fear or be in terror. It'll not come near you. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? God is your refuge and strength. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, you're not going to fear. Now, if you're still trying to please men, Galatians tells us, then you'll not be a servant of Jesus Christ. You disqualify yourself. But see, you're a servant of the Most High God. You fear not, for he's with you. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you. He'll uphold you with his victorious hand. You're not ashamed of the gospel. You'll be in situations where the adversary will try to cause you to cower and pull back and be timid and not be a witness with your life, with your love, your kindness and words. But no, you're going to say to yourself, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ today. I'm a minister of reconciliation. The anointing I've received abides in me, and it's the anointing that breaks every yoke. You've received power when the Holy Spirit came upon you, so you can be his witness. His word, which comes out of your mouth, will not return void, but it's going to accomplish God's purpose, and it'll prosper in the thing for which it was sent. You know your God. You're strong. You'll do exploits. Why don't you confess that right now? Put it in the first person and say it with me. I know my God. Let's say it. I know my God. I'm strong. I am strong. I will do exploits. I will do exploits. Yes. See, as he is, so are you in this world. You are righteous. Therefore, you're bold as a lion. Jesus tells you today, he'll never fail you or forsake you. No matter what's going on, no matter what the challenge, no matter what's before you, he says to you today, I'll never fail you or forsake you. Therefore, you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not be afraid. What can man ever do to me? As a young person, you're strong. The word of God abides in you. You've overcome the evil one. You're an overcomer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're complete in him. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. Say as the apostle said, grant, Lord, to thy servant now as I go forth to speak thy word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. Yes, whatever the task is today, stand strong. Christ always causes you to triumph. You're reigning as a king in life through Jesus. As a person, you're strong in God. The word of God abides in you. You've overcome the evil one. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. You're an overcomer. You can do all things through Christ who loves you. You're a child of the living God. So throw your shoulders back, perk up your head, and get ready to launch out in the anointing and the power of the Spirit. You're moving in boldness, in Christ's confidence, because you know you're God, you're strong, and you'll do exploits today. Now, the third area that God wants to build into your heart and mind today is in the realm of faith. Yes, you're called to walk in victory. You're called to live in a bold fashion. But God calls you to walk by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Whatever's not of faith is sin. Now, by your God, you can run through a troop, the scripture says, and leap over a wall. He makes your feet like hinds feet. He makes you walk upon the high places. Now, with circumstances and situations that seem difficult, the Bible can say that it appears impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Let's declare that together. With God, all things are possible. Jesus says, all things are possible to him who believes. Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move, and it'll move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Do you realize that? No matter what the problem is, no matter how insurmountable that particular situation or circumstance or sickness or disease, whatever might be in front of you, even as you listen now, Jesus said, if you'll have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's God's kind of faith, you can say to that mountain of that problem, move, and it'll move, and nothing will be impossible to you. You'll persist. You'll persevere through faith and patience. You'll inherit the promises. Remember, you're not walking by sight anymore. As you declare his word, you're releasing faith. As you're believing his word, you're realizing you're not going to be moved by just your senses and what you see and feel anymore. You're not walking in the natural realm. You're not living by your five natural senses. You're not going to just simply look at what, you know, is happening around you. No, the natural man doesn't receive the gifts of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're not leaning to your own understanding. Therefore, this day you're looking through the eye of faith and God is directing your paths. You are rooted, planted, grounded in the word of God. You know your God. He's a faithful God and he'll fulfill that which he promised. You're believing his word. And now as you're declaring it, you can truly rise up strong and rejoice even now by faith, recognizing all things are possible to him who believes. Say it again. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Nothing will be impossible to you in this day as you hear God's voice, walk in his power, humbly, in integrity, in purity. Watch him use you dynamically today for his glory. You're a believer. You're not a doubter. You know the Bible says whatever's not of faith is sin. That's not just some bad habit. It's not just some negative way of functioning. God says that if you're not moving in faith, whatever's not of faith is sin. Now, you know that whatever without faith, it's impossible to please God. You also know that you're to live by faith, and if you shrink back, the Bible says the Lord has no pleasure in you. Now, he accepts you, but he doesn't approve of you if you're not living in that dimension of faith. The Bible says you've been given a measure of faith, so now you're going to continue to develop your faith to the glory of God. You have faith towards God. Your faith is not in your faith or in some formula or some gimmick. Your faith is in a sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, faithful, merciful, covenant-keeping God who said he'll never fail you or forsake you. Therefore, you're choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. You're trusting in the Lord with all your heart. You're learning not to lean to your own understanding. You're not ruled by your feelings. You're not in bondage to your emotions. You're not under the circumstances. You are above the circumstances. The Bible says you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Scripture says the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. Isn't that encouraging? Think of it today. your steps are being ordered by the Lord. In other words, as you're walking in the will of God, you can rejoice. You can have confidence in your heart that the steps of you as a righteous person are being ordered by the Lord. Today, there's going to be sovereign occurrences in this day. All the situations coming into your life, you're going to be able to see the hand of God. You're going to have the fruit of the Spirit develop. You'll hit difficulties. There will be problems, there's no doubt. But as a result of your proper response, you're going to see the fruit develop of love, peace, patience, joy. God's going to put you into circumstances which will afford you the opportunity to release the fruit of the Spirit and function today in a new way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Let's confess that together. Let's say it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, and that's the contraction there, the Lord delivers him out of them all. The righteous man, the scripture says, falls seven times, but he rises again. Champions don't give up, they get up. One thing you're going to do, even right now, you're going to forget what lies behind. Strain forward to what lies ahead, and you're going to press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus your Lord. You're putting your hand to the plow today. You're not going to look back. You're running to win. Zeal for his house consumes you. The zeal of the Lord of hosts is going to do it. The kingdom of heaven comes by violence, and those who take it may take it by force. You're going to simply take away from the enemy that which he's trying to rob you of in this day. God has provided mightily for you, and you're not going to allow any hindrance. For the Bible says the kingdom of heaven comes by violence, and those who take it by force. Now, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his Holy Spirit. You're not moving in fleshly zeal or human energy or some type of positive thinking, just willpower. You're dependent on the Lord. But you know that you're a little child, and apart from him, you can do nothing. But you also know this, you have a power resident within you. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're a carrier of divine power. You have his divine nature. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He's ever living to make intercession for you. He's able to do exceedingly far more abundantly above all that you've ever dared to think or ask by the power that is at work within you. He began a good work in you, the scripture says, and he's going to bring it completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boldly, you can approach the throne of grace to receive mercy, grace for help today in the time of need. If this is your time of need, then boldly with confidence, go before the throne of grace and in faith, receive the mercy and grace that you need. The Bible tells us, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is a sin, so let's not submit to it. You're going to cast all your cares on him. He'll keep you in perfect peace today. Why? Because your mind is fixed on him. Therefore, you can enter his rest. Now, you've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, but the life you now live, you're living by faith in the Son of God who loved you, and he gave himself for you. Whatever's born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So right now, you're making a quality decision. This is a defining moment for you of the day that you're going to live by faith. You're going to walk by faith. You're going to see through the eye of faith. Remember, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's evidence of things not yet seen. In other words, you've already got the title deed when you exercise your faith in a loving, compassionate, and faithful God. Therefore, let me exhort you, rise up strong. No matter what your feelings, circumstances, body would be telling you today, I want you to declare, I'm an overcomer. Say it with me, I'm an overcomer. I'm going from faith to faith, strength to strength, and glory to glory. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. You're complete in him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've overcome the evil one. You're strong in God. The word of God abides in you. He never fails you. He'll never forsake you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You know you're God and you're strong. You'll do exploits today. You're living by faith. You're not living in the natural realm anymore. So rise up strong. And no matter what you're going through, see it through the eye of faith. Live by faith. Walk by faith. And you will see come to pass that which you've asked your loving Father to do in your life for his glory. The next area I want to feed your spirit with is in the realm of health. Health. Especially if, as you're listening, you're battling some sickness. If there's some flu, if there's some bodily aches, pains, if there's something the enemy is trying to bring about in your life, if you're beginning to struggle with some thoughts in the realm of things you've sensed in this physical realm, you're going to take your thoughts captive. You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. You are going to today look to the sovereign God who rules over all, who is omnipotent, who's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's faithful, he's limitless in power, and he's a covenant-keeping God. He's a creator, and he's your Abba Father, your daddy, and you're going to draw upon his healing power today. God tells you this day that you can bless him with all your heart, for he not only forgives all your sins, but he heals all your diseases. That's right. Psalm 103 declares it. Jesus tells us in his word, he heals all your diseases. Psalm 91 says, because the Lord is my refuge, the most high my habitation, no evil shall befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. He gives his angels charge over me to guard me in all my ways. It's God's will today that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul does prosper. Jesus of Nazareth, the Bible says in Acts, went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. In other words, when you move in faith today, the enemy is going to be resisted. You're going to rise up strong. You're going to receive the healing. You're going to appropriate that which the Lord Jesus provided for you on Calvary through his finished work. If there's any sin, if there's any blockage to healing, then I want you to deal with it. If there's anything in your life today that would hinder the power of God from flowing, I want you to deal with it. The Holy Spirit will show you. But Jesus said he'll remove sickness from the midst of you. That's what he declared. He's the Lord, your healer. You're not going to look to the healing. You're going to look to your healer, Jesus, your loving Lord. Your body, the Bible says, is for the Lord. And the Lord is for your body. He bore away your sickness and he carried away your diseases. And by his stripes you were healed. The Son of Righteousness is rising even right now with healing in his wings. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in your mortal body, giving you life today. Expect a miracle. God is on your side. You're not going to resign yourself in a passive way to just accept sickness and disease and infirmity. Even though the body can be weak, your spirit can be growing strong. By the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to throw this sickness and this disease off in the power of God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is anything too hard for the Lord? All things are possible to him who believes. You're not just going to be a hearer of the word. You're going to be a doer of the word. Jesus said to go preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It may not be immediately, but it will be eventually as we continue to persist in God. God's word says in Isaiah 53, who has believed what we've heard? Have you? Of course you have. You believe what the Bible says in what you've heard. You believe the word in Isaiah 53 that simply says, Jesus was despised and rejected by men. He was a man of pain and acquainted with sickness, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne away our sicknesses and carried away our diseases. Yet we esteemed him as made ill, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. With his stripes we're healed. Begin to confess that right now. Believe his word. Look to him. Take your thoughts captive. And let's believe him for divine healing in your life. James chapter 5 tells us we can call for elders in the church. Need to confess our sins. We can be anointed with oil. And the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man will avail much. And there will be healing that will be done. It's the prayer of faith that will make whole or bring healing to the sick person. That's God's word, no matter what man may try to tell you. All things are possible to him who believes. Scripture says, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say to a mountain, move. A mountain of sickness, a mountain of disease, a mountain of flu, whatever it might be. You and I can learn by the power of the Spirit to speak a creative word of faith to a mountain and it'll move. Jesus said, no thing will be impossible to you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God may be testing you right now. Remember the account of Job in the scriptures. But you know what? Job came out victorious on the other end. You're not going to pray and then just fall into doubt and fear and unbelief and discouragement. Because once you've prayed, you know faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. So let me encourage you. Rise up strong. Whatever you're doing today, wherever you're at in this day, believe his word. Look to him. He's the Lord your healer. He said he removes sickness from the midst of us. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. He said these signs will follow them who believe. In my name they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You'll recover, and if it isn't an instant miracle in your life, then let's cling to the faithful word of God and to your faithful Savior, who's not only able to heal you, he wants to heal you. He's ministered to you. And now you're going to rise up strong, knowing that Jesus of Nazareth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he still goes about doing good, healing all oppressed of the devil. Be a doer of the word. Don't just be a hearer, or you'll be deceived, the scripture says. Be a doer of the word right now. Draw on his grace, draw on his power, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, do what you couldn't do in your own natural strength. See if you can move that part of your body. Move your neck, move your leg, whatever it is, stretch out. Do what you couldn't do as the Spirit enables you. Step out of your ability, step into God's ability. Begin to act your faith. Don't just declare his word, be a doer of the word. And then let's claim what it says in the book of James. You'll be blessed in all you're doing. The next section God wants to penetrate your heart with today is in the realm of destiny. Destiny. In other words, the Lord does not want you just thinking, well, I'm just here today by coincidence, or, you know, I just happen to be alive in this generation. No. He wants to have your imagination explode, be inflamed with vision and with destiny, because you're a chosen person. You're called to be a world changer. You're called to be used powerfully for God and to bring glory to his name. You're an individual that has come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Who knows if you've come into the kingdom for this time? God knows it, and you need to know it too. And with every listening to this tape and being in his presence, hearing his word, and then stepping forth as he leads you, you're going to begin to realize that you are destined to fulfill something very significant and monumental with your life that he's equipped you. He's given you grace. He's given you various gifts that no one else has. You're a unique individual. God loves you. He's for you. He couldn't wait until you were born so you could take your place in his family. In Psalm 139, he says this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Oh, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them even came to be. Oh, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them." Isn't that potent? Oh, brothers and sisters, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth in order to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are fully blameless towards him. You're an individual who has a heart fully blameless towards the Lord. You're running the race to win. You're not just running to get by. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro so he can show himself strong on your behalf today. But you've got to cooperate with him. You have to have expectant faith that God will use you. The gifts that he's given you are for his glory. And he wants you to move in expectant faith. Stir up those gifts, the Bible says, and begin to launch out in this dimension of faith. God rewards those who diligently seek him, and you're diligently seeking him. Claim that reward. The Bible says, "He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." Therefore, right now, realize you're not lukewarm. You're not a compromiser. You're not a loser. You're not some little worm. You're determined by the power of the Spirit for the glory of God not to be conformed to this world. You recognize you're a winner. You're a thoroughbred. You're a royal breed of Christian. You're a champion. You're somebody on the front line spearheading this move of God as he's leading you and guiding you by his Spirit. You're a partaker of his divine nature. God indwells your body. You're running a race to win, and his grace is sufficient for you. His power today is going to be made perfect in your weakness. Say that aloud with me. His power will be made perfect in my weakness. Yes, God uses the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. You are part of that standard. You're a soldier of the army of salvation that God is raising to bring salvation to this world. Today we look around at our society. People are frustrated. They're lonely. They're alienated. They're discouraged. They're despondent. They're threadbare and bankrupt. They've exhausted the sin spectrum. They don't know where to turn anymore. You are going to flush out a life of abundance and adventurous living. You're part of a people at God's end time that are going to represent an authentic a witness and model of the Lord Jesus and his New Testament church. It's going to shake the world just like the New Testament church did at the beginning of the first century. Those first century Christians were those who moved out. And it says of them that unbelievers with tears of rage in their eyes looked at them and said, "Whoa, these men that have turned the world upside down, they've come here also." You realize that you're a part of this great end time revival and restoration. Acts 3:21 says that Jesus is contained in heaven until the time of restoration of all things spoken of by the prophets. You are a part of that generation. You're a part of a threshold generation. You're not going to despise the day of small beginnings. You're going to cry out with me for God's mercy, for his power. You're going to pray for vision and revelation. You're going to pray for revival in your life and in your marriage and in your children and in your family and in your church and in the church in the city and in the state and in the nation and in the world. You are cooperating with what God's doing in this end time. As David served the purpose of God in his generation and then fell asleep, so will you. You and I are going to reclaim that which the thief has stolen through ignorance and tradition. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Therefore, you're not looking at things through your natural eye. You're not listening to just the news broadcast to try and draw various things out of that and say, well, that's really what's happening today. No, you and I are seeing things through the eye of faith. We're seeing things from a heavenly perspective, from the throne of God. We're beholding his throne and then looking down at this generation, recognizing the devil's not in charge. It's not true that the devil is somehow just alive and well on the planet Earth. He may be alive, but he's not doing well. In fact, he knows his time is short. He knows that you and I are part of an end time army that is being raised up. He knows that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all those that dwell therein. He knows as well that Jesus promised he'd pour out his spirit in these last days. Sons and daughters would prophesy. Young men would see visions. Old men would dream dreams. He knows that. And so Satan is scared. He's fearful. And you're going to rise up strong, recognizing you're a part of this end time vision. You're a man or a woman that's going to prophesy the word of the Lord. You're going to see visions from the Lord your God. You're a part of this end time vision, and without it, you know you'll perish. The vision awaits its time. It's hastening to the end. It's not going to fail. If it seems slow, let's wait for it. It'll surely come. It'll not delay. Therefore, you and I can stand strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. You and I have a sense of destiny. Jesus is restoring his church. Jesus is bringing revival to his people. There's an awakening. There is a visitation at hand that we're beginning to experience. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. He's coming back for a triumphant church. It's going to be a church to kick the gates of hell in, and you're part of that end time move. You are a pioneer. You're not a settler. You're not mediocre, content with the way things always have been. You recognize with me that it's tradition and ignorance that robs God's people of their inheritance. So you and I are pioneers. You and I are going to go on the front lines. We've counted the cost. We've said, I'm going to pay the price. I'm giving my utmost for his highest. I'll press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus my Lord. Today, let's go out in the power of the Spirit to change our generation. No matter who you meet, recognize that will be a divine appointment. You know that no matter where you're going in the will of God, God has ordained your steps. You're redeeming the time. You're not going to be weighted down by the cares of this life. Right now, you're casting your cares on the Lord. And whatever your tasks are in this day, you're going to do them heartily as serving the Lord. You and I are committed to pursue excellence because we serve a God of excellence. Now, let's agree to stir up the gifts within us. That's what God is calling us to do. Recognize our sense of destiny. That divine deposit is within us. And now he tells you, stir up those gifts within you. Step out in faith. Move in the miraculous. Move in the supernatural. Set the captives free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He's anointed you to preach good news to the poor. He sent you to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You will not limit the Holy One of Israel. You realize you're like Jeremiah. And the Lord says to you this day, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet unto the nations. And you might say like Jeremiah, but Lord, I don't know how to speak. I'm just a youth. The Lord will say to you as he said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:7, don't say you're but a youth, for to all whom I send you, you will go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. The Lord puts out his hand. He's touching your mouth. The Lord is saying to you, behold, I've put my words in your mouth. Behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. Jesus said, they'll fight against you, but they'll not prevail against you. For he is with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. God right now wants you to realize that this is a part of his end time move, what's going on in the earth. You're a chosen person. You're part of his standard. You need to see an invasion of Satan's kingdom by radical, spirit-born, spirit-baptized Christians who know their God and do exploits. You are a privileged person. You're part of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is beginning to unfold. It's going to be unprecedented. It's going to be of a magnitude that has been unparalleled since the foundation of the world. All past revivals will be like a drop in the bucket compared to what God is going to be doing in these days. So right now, let me encourage you, rise up. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. Stir up the gifts within you. Move in the anointing that breaks every yoke. Walk by faith. Don't be disobedient to the heavenly vision. And recognize right now that the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Now, the next section the Lord Jesus wants to instill within your heart today is in the realm of joy. He's calling you this day to recognize that you must renounce a spirit of heaviness in your life. That you're going to put on a garment of praise so that he can be glorified. Bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in your mouth. Renounce any complacency. Remember, complaining and grumbling is forbidden. It's sin. No self-pity. You have a view that God is providentially directing your steps. He's a sovereign Lord. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You're not going to listen to the lies of the enemy. You're going to take your thoughts captive. You're not going to be a slave of your emotions. You're not going to be in bondage to feelings. You're not going to look around at natural circumstances and then be unpleasant and have a sour expression. No, renounce the complacency and any disobedience. Renounce any grumbling. The Bible says we do all things without grumbling and complaining, and we're to be like a light shining forth in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Now, even though in the natural, things may not be the best right now, but remember this, you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but remember, the Lord delivers him out of them all. His praise will continually be in your mouth. You're going to be filled with the Spirit. Even now, cry out to him for fresh touch of his Spirit, fresh anointing, fresh vision, fresh power. You long for the Lord as a deer pants after the water brook. Your soul pants after the Lord. Ask God to continue to cultivate and increase that hunger and that thirsting for more of him. Press in for intimacy with God, communion with God, fellowship with God. Stay in his presence. Stay in his word. Listen to tapes of praise and worship. Be thankful. Have that attitude of gratitude. Lift up your voice in song today, no matter how you feel. You're not living by feelings anymore. You're living by faith in the Son of God who loves you and he gave himself for you. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus bore your grief, and joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it can be developed, and it can be deployed, it can be cultivated, no matter what the circumstances are in your life. This is the day the Lord has made. Why don't you say it? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Even now, we can do this. I will rejoice. I'll be glad in it. I will rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, because I know God's in charge. I know he who began a good work in me will bring it to completion in the day of my Lord Jesus. I know right now the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'll bless the Lord. I'll praise him. I'll celebrate his presence. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord always. I'll do all things today unto my God. His words are found. I eat them, and they become unto me even now a joy and the delight of my heart. In spite of trials, you and I are going to offer a sacrifice of praise. Saul, Paul, Silas, in jail. Remember, they were singing praises unto God. They may have been externally bound, but internally they were free. They were trusting in God. You and I can have the high praises of God in our throat and a two-edged sword in our hand. You've set the Lord before you, and because he's at your right hand, you're not going to be moved. Therefore, your heart is glad. Your soul rejoices. Your body dwells secure. God will show you the path of life. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You're going to rejoice in the Lord. You're going to be one who exalts the Lord in all you do, in all you say in this day. You're going to wait on the Lord. And as you do, he'll renew your strength. He'll mount up with wings like an eagle. You'll run, not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. So right now, let's begin to be thankful. No matter what it is, let's be grateful for all he's done. Let's not be like those 10 that were healed and only one returned to thank the Lord. Begin to celebrate the Lord your God. Thank him specifically for the multitudes of blessings in your life, his mighty provision. Begin to thank him for the freedom that you have in this country. Also freedom in the spirit. Thank him for the blessings of your family. Thank him that you have eyes you can see. Thank him for parts of your body that so many people don't have. Thank him that he's given so much to you. You're going to renounce any complaining, renounce any spirit of heaviness, rise up strong, know the joy of the Lord is your strength, bless the Lord at all times, his praise will continually be in your mouth. Now the last area the Lord Jesus wants to speak to you today is in this realm of prosperity. Prosperity. And I want you to listen just as fervently to this final section here as we close out this tape, because God's will is you prosper. Now prosperity is the opposite of poverty, which the Bible shows us is under the curse. Now, prosperity is not materialistic and coveting and accumulating a lot of wealth for selfish pleasure. No, it's an overall state of wholeness and well-being, which includes God meeting all your legitimate needs with enough left over so that you can continually bless others. Now, there are conditions, and we need to be aware of those. We need to today make sure that we're keeping our life free from the love of money. We know we can't serve God in money. We need to remember that all things come from the Lord, and of his own, he's given them to us. We're going to be faithful with our money. Therefore, he'll entrust to us true riches. You and I are not going to rob God in our tithes and offerings. Therefore, you're not going to be cursed with a curse, and the devourer will be rebuked. You can put the Lord to the test, and the Lord will open the windows of heaven and pour down an overflowing blessing. You're not going to be weary in doing good, for in due season you'll reap because you don't lose heart. You'll cast your bread on the waters, and you'll find it after many days. The scripture says, one man gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. It's the generous man that will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. I've been young, David said, and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. You are ever giving liberally. If you sow sparingly, then you reap sparingly. But you and I are sowing bountifully, therefore we'll reap bountifully. God loves you, and he loves a cheerful giver. He's able to provide you and I with every blessing in abundance so that we may always have enough of everything in order to provide in abundance for every good work. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply our resources and increase the harvest of our righteousness. You and I are not going to see godliness as a means of selfish gain. Our passion is to see the gospel of the kingdom preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end is going to come. Let's do all we can to hasten the coming of the Lord. Let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all our needs will be added unto us. Brothers and sisters, this tape is filled with scriptures. As we declare these verses, as we make biblical declarations to build our faith, we will grow strong. I want to end this tape by encouraging you to remain steadfast in your pursuit of God, living for the praise of his glory, and knowing that he gave his life for you to redeem you from sin, Satan, and eternal damnation. He called you. He chose you. He regenerated you. He reconciled you to the Father. He justified you. He sanctified you. He adopted you into his family, and he loves you extravagantly. He's for you. And the scripture tells us in Jude, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt, snatch others from the fire, and save them. And then it goes on to say this, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forever. Amen. God bless you. He is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you?